Definitely.
All right. So, hello everyone. Welcome back to your favorite podcast, Weekly Dose of Therapy, with your host Tori K. Moncrief, and this is episode 7, season 2. And tonight we're here with two lovely people. We're back with Zani, of course,
and
a new addition to the people that we talked on a regular basis. Denz, big up yourself. You know, you can introduce yourself.
My name is Denzel Cunningham. I'm 24 years of age and I'm currently a gambler.
Wow!
That's 11 with yes. That. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it sounds for all the ladies, it sounds like you must have put that out there so no one say,
I'm single and free, you know, this and
single like Pringle and ready to mingle, you know?
All right. So, yes. I'm not hurry up and send in a request before you snatch Torquay.
OMG. I like that.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on. Turkey, you're selling, so.
So we're going to be discussing two topics this evening. How would you feel if your partner told you that they were getting attention from someone else, and views on dating a man or a woman with children? One kid, two kid, three. Wanna get the pre? All right.
Let's N kid 20. No matter. Pick me.
20, 40, any ammo. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with and happy Father's Day to all the lovely fathers out there. You're doing a great job. Big up on the damn.
Yeah, big up on yourself.
Yeah. No, I never know. Firm donor. We're glad for that.
Big up Miss Arrows every time.
Yeah, look at my father anyway there.
Yeah. Anyway there.
Anyway you're there.
Big up to my father figure them in the Kazimi. All right. So
yeah.
Let's go with Denzel first, since he's the only one here. So Denzel. Who is 24 years of age, right?
Yes.
Tell me now. So if your partner comes to you, Zane and Ma say, you know. They might get attention from
cut that. No partner now come to nobody and tell them say they might get attention. I gotta take up myself and tell them man or woman say, I may get some attention from somebody else now. Come on, Turkey, be realistic. A man or woman that will search the phone and sign out, say them
attention. Yeah, you know, to be honest, you have some giant ladies out there, barefaced, you know, them will come to you as a partner, say, you know, say, John, look, man, you know, say, me, I really communicate more, and John, I talk to me every night, and something. So, you know, you have some females that we talk to them, partner.
Well, them back when they are wicked.
John did, you know, so you need to step up, you know, you need to start communicating more and fix things, you know, yeah, man, and then, yeah, man, you have some female like that. But if it's a case where it just going at the phone, as they say, and find out, say, she converse hard with John. You know? You say, how you feel? All right. To be honest, that's not a good feeling. That's not a good feeling. Yeah.
I agree.
That earth is well, mind and body, right? So, you know, say, you're a bona fide lady. I get attention from the next
man. Hell no. You know that most, but especially... But all right, my thing is that, right, the mere fact that you can come back and tell me this, either one, you try spite me, or two, you just not have no farmer brought up, you know, nothing like you just want.
Yeah.
Same thing as spite, I rub it in my face, as you say. It's like you say,
no care in the world.
Yeah, so you say, see there? He might show me more attention than you. So obviously, he might try to say to me, say, oh, you need fee, you know, up your game. And I don't like that, because if me or you now depend on a break up on a wavelength that we normally tread on. You can simply come to me and say, yo, babes, you know, something like the way you move, though. You can, you yeah. know, we need to sit down and have a real conversation. You just get up and go look at somewhere else, yeah. whether sexually or non-sexually, I may agree with it.
And a good people, then.
Why is it that I realize that some people get complacent in a relationship when it's old and they stop doing things they would normally do? And which I think that right. because you are so used to and comfortable with the person that you loosen up and you stop doing the things you were doing to get her because you already have her or him. And that is where that part of infidelity comes in because, oh, him nah do it, him nah rub down my body again, him nah make my dinner or whatever. Not really. She's not my dinner or whatever.
That more infidelity or that?
unfaithfulness or whatever. No, infidelity is the word, Tori.
Infidelity is the word.
Oh, sorry. Well,
I drew my word.
Ciao. Anyway. So I don't like that. I feel like people need to be aware when them in our relationship when it is going downhill and not the person that is going through it that has to point it out. I always try to be aware. I always try to make sure, say, me see where me I fall short, because if me I fall short, my dad could pick up my slack for me. I mean, I want that. So me have to try to hold him wherever I can. So men and women out there, when you not fall short, you need to realize it and don't let somebody else come in and swoop on a man or woman, period.
I think I went to spice it up a little bit. But as you talk about complacency, though, sometimes the complacency comes from the partner that's not putting out the... putting out their all in the relationship. So you probably have one person who is always instigating everything. And they have to start the conversation, then they have to find way to spice up the relationship. Everything just depends on them. It's like the other partner now just get so used to it. And when you know the partner stop doing certain things, them not feel the need to go, as you say, pick up the slack. Them just feel like, say, okay, she stopped, so I just eat that. I mean, I like that. And
Yes, as Zane mentioned, the long-term relationship, like people in a relationship for a long period of time, they get comfortable as this. And we men know, I don't mean I bash a man them still, but most of we men still, isn't it? As well, so we get comfortable, like we fight too, we have to get the feeling. And as soon as we get the feeling, we feel like that. You understand? And we stop the certain things, isn't it? So, me not think that right. It's the same thing I used to do when you look at you're supposed to continue right through the relationship. You understand? Right. And communication is key. You understand? And you know, no woman can't satisfy. Isn't me? That's a known factor.
No, I want to stop you right here, young man.
No, voila. No, that's just my point of view. You understand? You females cannot be satisfied. So, yeah, in some cases, the man will do all that he can do. Our next little new man just come from nowhere and just give attention, pee-pee, cluck-cluck. Maybe you as a man, you at work, your female at work, you maybe not have much time at work to give her attention. But the new man, I give attention right through the day, 24 hours, you understand? Just I like this person. And I say, why females be like that, though? Isn't it? Why would I entertain other persons in the first place so that you reach a point where you guys conversing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you have a partner. Why? I don't understand.
On that, from my perspective, or how I am. Both if right, as you mentioned about both of us working, no. If me a work or you a work, there's no way in hell me should have find time for a converse with nobody whatsoever. But we're supposed to have focus. We're supposed to focus on.
No, people find time to feel who they want to find.
Who they want to talk. Remember that.
I know that's a fact, because I met her, right? And get a chat to work quick. I met a certain female once. And we were texting. First time I texted her, she replied 3 hours after. Second time I texted her, she replied 2 hours after. Until it starts shutting down. Every day she has to be such a busy, this and that, and I asked her to go. Until I got a chance to go out with her, and you know, look what things up now, booted up, you know? And from that day forth, this catty were always busy at work, text me right throughout the day. As I send a message, a pling message, she texts me back. So if she want find time for you, she will find time for you. You understand?
That's yeah, like a butterfly them in her belly. So she knows she happy to always see Denzel pop up on her phone, like, yeah, Denzel text me off respond, because vibe nice.
So this time thing, boy, I mean, but my thing with my thing and my females, I'm a love one, you know, like, but the thing we didn't know, we just feel so we don't care satisfied. Because I mean, I say, why a stranger come up to you, ask you for your number, and tell you, say, you look good at that person. And then you have a man, you tell you, you look good at that man. And then you get up, just give the man a number, so why? Why? Yeah, me, you have close friend in your circle. Why you go see this strange man and give this strange man a number? Maybe you know that's strange, but you see one and two time and you give two joke. Why you give me a number for?
Maybe there's it's no because... reason
for you to give. Nobody feel polite and a not man. No man is polite and a niceness. Can a woman too nice?
Yes, but I give man a number. One and the dental is so confusing because, all right, if it's a case now where you, me of my man, and you approach me, right? And you give me two little joke and thing, you might say, me ask you ask for me number, me tell you no. And then you come back again, you come back and then me give. And then no, you go say, we too nice, and we not feel bother with them. They'll be polite. And then we don't give no number now. We don't say, we not not bow we are, we don't want to give me a number like
no. No, no, no give it. No give it. Keep it. Keep okay. Your number. You have a man, keep your number. No, me tell you, keep your number. Keep your number. No, if your man never hear me, the man do the things and I mash up their life. But listen, the youth, them, I'm a bridging them. No matter to bash me still. But
no, honestly, like you know, like some of male friends. Suppose me just say, all right, this youth seem cool.
No, male friend in your circle. Let me tell you with men. Every man. Oh God, there's no male best friend and a male friend. No. And if the man get a chance right now, me not ask Christ. Me not ask Christ and God with it.
The best me friend is
twice. Whatever friend him be best, or a friend, upcoming best friend, or a friend we this meet, or whatever. Me I tell you, say the man like you. Me not ask, I tell you. The man might not portray the fact that he like you, but deep down him like you. He just maybe did out of respect as a friend. But if he ever slipped and give him a chance, he might go with that man. You see me? Right through. Me I tell you, that's a man. My best friend not about man and himself. No give a man a number, man. Keep a number to yourself. Keep a number to yourself. You understand? And the man them out there now, we have the woman and now play their role now. I saw it coming because man in our communicate. Imagine even a lotion that a man put. A simple thing, you know. Buy a little cocoa butter lotion, a lotion that a man put.
Yeah, massage, light stone candle.
A simple little thing, imagine all these simple little things. When a woman go to the road, you know, yes, a woman is wicked. Exactly. I mean, I believe in a woman go to the road still, but a man can do much better.
But man, the same thing too. Woman fall short and man go road. I feel like man go road regardless, you know.
Them guarantees are not woman.
Yeah,
that is
I
true.
So.
That is true. You know, say, yo, hold on. Me tell them in here, a man, I go see me a road and lick me the video, because I just a bash out for the man. Let me tell you. Take me. My name is Peter. All right.
Peter.
So don't call me name again. Come on, a man, go see me a road and go bash me. But still, men go road. Men just go road. Remember, me tell you. It's not that time. No, a man having good man a yard. We love to be grown and go on a road.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? Yeah, man. Women just see one little filly. And we just say we want cranky. After we cranky, we come back right home to the day and we don't feel No way.
My mother said, uno follow every fact tail, uno see. If a tail would have looked terrible, still a follow it. What? Uno? Let me tell you something. So my granny would have said, woman, as I grew up, as the saying goes, you have to know if you suck salt through a wooden spoon. Oh man, we sit down and suck salt through a wooden spoon and do no foolishness. But the moment we decide that we are cut, we are cut. Heart broke up, we don't feel tormented, we don't want to run out, we don't mentally unstable, emotionally unstable.
Yeah, like, rubbish,
like, hello, sir, like, come on, didn't you know that you were hurting me and I just decided to hold my little self together because I do not want to seem promiscuous and out. I rather go from man to man. But hello, I mean, and not when the fans and disrespect me and get away with it. Hell no.
Right, right. And you see, the thing is, when you give too many chances, that is when they start believe they are going to leave. And when you actually do leave, it take them by shock because you've been a say you're going to leave and you're not leave. So yeah, when you left, now it's like, them mind can't comprehend, then think a joke you did a make.
Yeah, man. No, at first, you know, at first, when on the left, we said, chop, yeah, come back, man. Easy one thing that, man. I say, yeah, you see, when we see, say, you're really not come back. Oh, God, man. Mash up mentally, physically, spiritually. Yeah, man. All paragraph, we never said yes, now we live. Yeah, type of.
We never mean it, babes. Just come back, no man. Me cut her off. Me will cut her off if you want me cut her off. I swear.
Yeah, baby.
I walk far.
Yeah, man. Right. It's a BS, babe.
Come back and the same thing happen all over again. Were you taking for clown? Hell no. Them clown days done. This is 2021. We is no longer your mates, okay?
I lie, you a tail. I know the girl.
I'm not gonna say.
Well, no, it's 2021. I am no longer behaving
Miss,
like I am.
That's how you speak for yourself and represent the independent girl in Turkey.
No longer. So, Turkey, you were once a Yamed.
No, I'm not saying that I was once a Yamed. All right, come on, Rob.
Oh my God. Turkey, sink yourself. You come like Jaytan. You sink yourself. It's okay.
Okay, let me explain it's okay.
It's
what okay. I mean.
It's just light. No, it just lies. It happened. It happened.
No, me did yamed. Me not afraid for that. Me, I did one big piece of yam feel for the boy.
Well, Zane, you see the word did in that sentence. That means past tense.
Past tense, my love.
I don't think it's the past. You're not a yamed at the moment.
No, I don't believe I am.
You don't believe that you are?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. You don't believe so?
I don't think I am.
Okay,
now.
So is the man that you're encounter? Is he yours?
I believe so. Yes.
Link, sneaky link.
Okay. I have no further questions right now. Thank you.
Is that sneaky link here? Sneaky link.
Not no sneaky link. I don't have no sneaky link. Anybody may I talk to? Me alone. Me alone. Them I talk to, and them alone. Me I talk to.
Would you consider him your boyfriend?
Yes, mother, consider him my boyfriend. I want him.
One up the man, yes. One up the man, goody.
Yes, that's sort of like ownership. Yeah, man, one up the man.
Ownership, all right. Put it out there.
So, all right. And I doubt they can call it a name, but don't call a name. Don't call a
me
name.
I'm not calling a name. I'm not even posting what I call a name for.
All right, so Tori K, could you... Tori K, can you please tell us your Yamed story, right?
Right. I don't really have a Yamed story, but I'm just saying, you know, like certain things that you wouldn't normally still find yourself doing, you start doing because you really like this guy a lot. But then when you realize, say, you do the things, the man thing, and then the man has taken for idiot, that is when you come to your senses and be like, the Yamed days done, I need to go because me is a nice clean skin girl and me can walk out and I'll dress in a long skirt and no ear for my head. Man, why me sit down and take foolishness?
OMG.
But you know, I don't actually believe that is a Yamed because
to be honest, that's not really a Yamed, you know.
You're doing it because you like the person. Anybody would do something for somebody they like, we don't normally do. Because Just like how we say, when the man try to look you, then do all sorts of man evil, and when they get to them, stop doing it. It's the same thing you're doing because you like the person and you're trying to weasel your way in the look boy life. You do all of the nice things them. But
if he must constantly disrespect me.
Right. And I don't hear you saying that, so I don't think you're being a yamid.
Partially, yeah.
I have a yummy story. I don't know if I ever told it on this podcast before, but me and the boy then at high school, right? I'm coming out to the boy no front, and I get sorry. I go start. So me say, all right. We can cool off of that. Yeah, so the boy have sex with other girl. I'm saying no, man. I'm not saying nothing. Make the boy stay. I'm not giving it. Somebody else have a game it, you know?
Which is right.
So, but that's been a slide. Anyways, me there at school one day and bad boy birthday gift. And the boy, make girl take it off her hand and I wear it all about in a school compound. Me say, wait, if me not see that back on your hand by the end of the day, me and you go war because I never buy you no gift for you, make y'all wear your outer and I'm bright. Then, my next day, you know, me talk to him and him a look for one girl, like the girl a pass, you know, and him a look for her and him tell me, say, I kiss the girl, kiss off time. So, me I say, what say? And you have the audacity to pay attention to girl a pass, to kiss after you instead of listen to me. I talk to you, make that slide. In that grade 11 now, I met a boy there. And him I talk to this sixth form girl. I'm say, and the girl there? Him said, no. I find the girl on Snapchat. And I said, the girl post up, happy anniversary, babe, 3 months long, and blah, blah, blah. I said, wait, no. Something wrong here, so maybe I wrong person. Me sick. I'm in denial, you know. I'ma wait 1 month exact. I'll memorize the date where the girl put him up. I'ma go back on her story on Snapchat and she post him again. Happy whatever, happy anniversary. I'ma just send it to him. I'ma just send it to him and say, you take me for idiot. I done it done right. So I'ma write one long 11 paragraph and left the boy and him never get me back from that. What a damn price.
No man, that not really yamed like.
I am that.
You did young man.
Me did young.
A young love like, man.
I was coming up in the yamed world.
The fact saying that you left him, you figure out what go on, but you just want proof and you find a proof and you write him and I left him. Yeah, man, you know you yamed.
Oh,
you have some serious yamed, me tell you, like a them why serious yamed. Actually, me not remember that yamed story right now. Would I tell you?
You need to remember.
Honestly, though, as we not talk about the whole yamed story, honestly, like we always make fun about it and say, oh, them are yamed and whatever. But you know, sometimes psychologically, them people are go through something. Me watch one story on Lena Instagram page the other day. I'm continue to read it. And this girl, she there with this man. I'm mean to the man abuse her. I mean, one day she just tell him, say she want go to road, but she afraid. The man just start beat her up, stab her and all these things. And I don't know who found her. Don't know who found her and thing. And I mean, like, she get some serious stab up and thing. And the man get arrested and whatever. And him go. Never right. You know a story me I talk about.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, a couple months after, the girl has said she want she don't want the court continue with it no more. And she has stick by her man. What God have in store for she and her man and something. And me I say, why would you be saying that, miss, after this man stab you up and all these things?
I
realize that there's a syndrome called Stockholm syndrome that a lot of people suffer from. And a lot of people don't know about it, but it's a thing. It's like this thing where the person gets so attached. Hold on 1 minute.
Hello, is Ada, she get threatened?
Not necessarily, Zani, come and tell us. Enough time is a case where they form this bond with their abuser, and them just feel like say this is the person for them. Them just fall and can't let go. Remember say something mentally them can't manage certain things, you know.
And you can't manage to get lick and stab and all of them things.
No, me can't manage to get lick and stab, you know, because me a cut same time before for me see you raise your hand and hit that, you know, because me we chop off your hands every time you cut.
I love, man. No love. Me no believe say nobody love if they have to beat you.
As me say enough people.
No, nah, man, she love him, man.
Yeah, but enough yes, people, them have this syndrome. It could be a case where that them grow up for no and them just don't want to know better and them just don't know better.
Crazy.
It's crazy, but it's just we know better now because we grew up in our home where abuse is not accepted in no way, shape, or form.
Right.
No better we do it. A lot of people don't know, so you have to kind of sympathize with them like... to some extent. But to some extent, them need to get them their head together. And if people to walk away. Because enough people who get abused, then and them walk away from their abuser. Them live the rest of them life and look over their shoulder. Cause them free.
That's
free.
True. Them freed. Them freed.
But it still, could, you I have some know. Female, you know. You have some female that say, if my man not beat me, no love me.
Yeah. Them are your man.
Damn. Yeah, I tell you, so, I know what. Every day, I miss them and say, how you get that concept now? If your mind not me, feel a little bit like.
Some of them
really?
Grow up and that, them know that is just the thing. They just grow.
Their mother get beaten.
Yeah, so they
true. True, man. All of them come see. You know?
And see if they're weak minded.
Remember, so when they reach a certain age, you know, it's hard relearning. You can it, but it's hard. Because let me tell you, if you're stuck in a one mentality, if you choose to stuck in another mentality there, now I'm going to return and become better. And it's just the truth. So some of them just choose not to become better. Then they're stuck in the same mentality. Say, okay, no man, now I'm in the world.
I love you.
Ever beat a girl, don't you?